The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP. Other people's problems. What is happening today?
We have Gina today, and her husband is saving too much money.
Oh my God.
What?
Do you know what I love about OPP? There are times where I just think all the calls are going to be like, hey, because it's like, oh, I love my man, except he does this one thing. And it's like, there are women out there like, I would kill for a guy for that to be his hang up, to only have this one problem. And the way you've sold it right now, we already don't like this person. And we're about to bring her on the air. Is that how you want to leave it?
It's because I'm good at teasing.
Oh, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Gina.
Yay.
All right. So explain yourself. What's wrong with your man?
Oh, my loving, sweet husband started out with a hobby of couponing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. Now it's coming into play.
Okay.
I still don't see the problem.
I need to hear the outcome, because if it goes to where I think it could go, it can absolutely be a problem. So,
well, we are there. So I thought it was going to be great that he had a little hobby. You know, you save some money here and there. It was, you know, easy in the beginning, and it, you know, it worked out. But now it has taken on a whole new life. We have now stockpiled stuff in our basement, crap that we don't need, we're not using.
Hold up. And you're not talking about coupons stockpiled. Like, he buys something
like
just because it's on sale and he can get it cheaper.
He's using coupons too. But yes, he's doing all of that. Yes.
Okay. Even because you can sometimes get stuff for apps. Like, my mom is the queen of, like, oh my God, I found a coupon to get this for free. And like, she's got like 5 huge bags of dog food. I'm like, you don't have a dog.
exactly where I was thinking. You don't have a dog.
Right.
You know, the problem about the toilet paper and stuff, you know, that was out there in the news.
Yeah,
we might be one of them houses.
You're a hoarder family now. You're like.
But you got it for free and you still can use it.
We don't have that many butts to wipe.
Okay.
Okay.
But so is it, okay, so is your big problem a storage problem, or is it more than that? Is it his obsession with it? What are the problems with him saving all this money?
It's now an obsession. It's storage obsession. Now, whenever I want to go do things, oh, that's too expensive. And you're just like, what?
Okay.
It's too expensive to live. Okay, I'm not going to stay in our house built of toilet paper. Okay. You know, hello, I like to go out. I like to, you know, we have the money saved. We can spend a little bit.
So it's is it so bad now that, like, if he can't find a coupon to a restaurant, then you just don't go?
And you know, that's embarrassing. I don't want to pull out coupons at a restaurant.
No, I understand, but yeah.
He's getting that bad. But we have jobs. We make a decent living. You know, it was supposed to be a hobby. It was supposed to, you know, just get his mind off of other stuff in the world. And now it has now become his world. And it's now affecting my world. Sometimes I go out eating without him.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, so now you're having to hide.
You're living a double life because of his new single life.
Exactly. I don't want to lie.
What do you want? What are you looking for today? Are you looking for fellow coupon widows, or like what? I don't know. Or do you want to know how to shut off his new hobby? What kind of advice are you looking for?
Honestly, it's getting to the point to where should I start looking outside of my marriage, in the sense of a divorce lawyer or something that I don't.
Oh my God!
I
did not think we were being this serious.
Can I ask, is couponing like that obsessive? Can that be like more of a mental issue? Is it part of like an OCD or a something like more serious?
I've
never looked at it that way. Honestly. Do I need to be looking for a psychiatrist then?
Yeah,
it seems like it would be tied.
I just want to look for some kind of solution and get my fun husband back because I want to keep him.
Yeah, okay, so you love your man. You want to keep him, but you want him back. You want the original non-frugal dude back.
Yet,
basically. And
okay. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I think we can all relate to it a little bit, like getting obsessed by things. Like you, Tiek, get obsessed with the sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Aaron, you like concerts, vinyl, like just men. Whatever. Men. Oh, Jesus. But like, and then it becomes the hunt. It's not even need the sneakers. It's like, I just got to get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as soon as you get them, it's like, all right, what's next?
Yes.
And you don't even enjoy what, and it sounds like he's at that point with the couponing where it's not even what we need or, oh, hey, great, we saved some money today.
It's just, I got this awesome deal.
Yeah. Yes. And then what's the next deal? What's the next one?
Have you ever
one?
Been in line at the grocery store behind one of these people?
No, but I've seen the show on TLC. It's wild.
Yeah, they like have a like a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's organized.
And they're just like, dirt, 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 dirt. And like, but it just slows the whole process down.
Yeah. Yeah. I would quit if I were working the register.
I mean, for real. But they have to, like, now I think some of them you can just scan like onto your grocery store app.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
like, so your coupons are just kind of there. You put in your thing. It's like, if you buy the right things, it just automatically takes a coupon off. But it is, it becomes. But you see it.
And you said it there. If you buy the right things, are you buying what you want and what your family needs? Or are you just buying the right things to get these coupons? And it's like, well, you know, we bought chicken, but we wanted beef. But chicken was on
a
coupon.
I'm not lying. That's my mother.
Wow.
Like she has crackers and it's like sour cream and onion crackers. I'm like, what's that? She's like, they're free. I'm like, you don't like that flavor. And she's like, but they were free. Like, why would I not get it? It's like, I wouldn't get it because it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we could get him to start maybe donating some of the stuff to food shelters or like something like that, like people in need? Or is he kind of
stopping
hoarding?
The problem?
I've taken stuff out of the house. He doesn't even know that's missing.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Because to me, it's like, keep doing your thing, and I'm like, you know what I mean? You're almost enabling him to keep doing it.
Yeah,
but we gotta shut him down.
But if he does get some sort of, it's like a hobby. She keeps saying, like this is his thing. His do we need joy. To find him a new thing to replace it, or
yeah,
is he
something?
Gonna be?
I need something. You know, I mean, it's even starting to affect sex and stuff. And that.
Okay, all right, we're gonna. You mentioned divorce lawyers and now sex, so we're gonna hang on.
You got a coupon? Or?
Hang on. I don't know how you.
I think it's got to be tied to.
There's an underlying issue, I
think.
Yeah.
I think
OCD,
it's like an eating disorder. He's got it. He's like, it's like body dysmorphia, kind of. I know the people with actual eating disorders are going to be mad, but I do think it's the same where it's like.
It's some sort of control.
Yes. It's like, this is the one thing I can control. I can control how little I spend when I go to the store.
Mm.
Look at this. Look how full my cart is, and it costs $18. Look at that. I admit, I've done it a couple times, and you're like, ugh. But then you're like, it took me 18 hours to save $22. So let's do the math. That's $1.25 an hour.
Right.
That's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. And you ended up with a bunch of stuff you didn't even want. Or
no,
now you got to find a room for it. And
yeah. All right. Gina's got a coupon-obsessed husband. It's affecting relations. It's making her think about divorce attorneys. She just wants her fun hubby back. What should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Gina. She made some divorce threats and...
Yeah, that was unexpected.
That was weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the couponing thing's like taking over their house and their relationship.
Her man thing got into couponing and now it's getting to the point where he's just...
He's obsessed.
And that's good. Saving money is a good thing.
For sure.
But he's buying stuff they don't need. It's like, oh my God, I can save $1,000 on this fishing pole set. And you're like, we don't fish.
Right.
But I saved $1,000. It's like.
Right. Now he's stockpiling stuff and it sounds like
he's got piles and piles of toilet paper and whatnot. So she's wondering if anybody has been through that. Ellen?
Yai.
What do you think?
Well, if it's an obsession with how much money he can save and all she wants is the junk out of her house, tell him to donate it to charity and then he can take a tax deduction for the charitable donation and save money on the same item twice.
It just feels...
Wait, I like that.
I do too, but it's like, I think, and I'm not putting words into his mouth, but for him... It's a little bit of that hunter-gatherer thing where it's like, I have gotten deal for my family. You know what I mean? It's like,
uh-huh.
I know it sounds, this is a total stretch, but it's like when I was looking for rare whiskeys and driving to different stores, or like when you're looking for a rare sneaker and you're like, mm-hmm. and it's like, you need it. And it's like, he's like, but I got this deal for us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just procure it and then give it away, I know it feels
it's one thing to get the deal, and then it's another level to see it on your shelf at home.
Something
almost like a prize.
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, like, you know, to Ellen's point, is he's not seeing it though.
Yeah.
He's got piles of this crap.
He's just moving on, yes. I wonder if it could be good, or could it exacerbate it too? Like, oh, now I don't have my stockpile anymore. I need my stockpile back.
Oh my God. What if he
Or maybe it snaps him out of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Ellen, I hope you don't have a hoarder in your life, but if you do, we'll come over and help you. Eva?
Yai,
what do you think?
What do I think? I think that you could find a happy medium somewhere. Start giving a little bit at a time away to people who need it. Don't let it ruin your marriage. Marriages and love is hard to come by.
But would this be enough to ruin your marriage? I mean, he's not cheating on her. He's not out at bars. He's not, like, quitting jobs. He's finding deals, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
But when you're putting all of your extra time and attention to that instead of your significant other, that could definitely take a toll.
But do you,
to the point where you're not even going on dates, she said, unless
that's
they have a
true.
Coupon.
Mm-hmm. And if she goes, well, can I get my nails done? He's, I don't have a coupon for that.
Can you buy me flowers? I don't have a coupon.
Yeah, but...
And now you're prioritizing the coupons over your relationship.
I know, but there's something so magical about it. I'm starting to be on his side.
Mm.
Because like our good friend, Ben, who owns a restaurant, has like he does well.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he's realized the value of points. And he's getting some of these incredible things. And now he's just spending money like crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm getting more points. And you're like, hey, man. Or you could just, what? But it's paying off for him. Like he's going to Italy on points.
Yeah.
I see.
He can go see F1 races. On and so it becomes like a...
Italy's way more romantic than toilet paper.
I don't know.
From my experience.
But I use toilet paper every day. And I don't use Italy every day. I'm just saying. Michael?
Yai.
What do you think?
You know, I don't want to make any assumptions. Oh. Sorry, one second. I don't want to make any assumptions. Earlier I heard her say, you know, I'm embarrassed to pull out coupons at restaurants. And it just makes me think... that, you know, obviously that's something a person with a little bit more money would say, because, you know, I'll pull out a coupon on any occasion I get. So, you know, I think the idea of doing this for like a homeless shelter or, you know, people at disadvantage is actually not a bad idea, because it sounds like that the money isn't entirely the issue,
right.
But it sounds like she's upset with her house just being completely cluttered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just clutter somebody else's house.
No, we help
exactly.
people.
You know, it's not,
yeah,
it's
but
not
even homeless people are like, enough.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.